Let's take a little trip to the gorgeous Alberton town of Athabasca. Originally named Athabasca Landing, this place can be found in northern Alberta on the banks of the Athabasca River. The town and the surrounding area are known for the endless opportunities, for unforgettable experiences in nature, the plentiful parks, the history, and the many activities to keep you busy. Don't get us wrong, the town is tiny, with a population under 3,000, but it sure packs a punch. So, if you're ready for your next Alberta road trip, look no further. Athabasca is your destination. But, what should you do once you get there? Obviously, we've got you covered. Get to know the history. There are tons of cool and unique opportunities to get acquainted with the history of Athabasca. We'd highly suggest checking out the Athabasca Regional Archives, where you can find newspapers dated back to the early 1900s, homestead records, photos, yearbooks, and so much more. You can also participate in the Athabasca History Walk, which features 29 stops where you can learn everything you need to know about the area and visit incredible places like the train station, the old brick school, the riverfront, and more. These are just two of many cool ways to take a step back in time in the town of Athabasca. Athabasca Golf and Country Club. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or you're just looking for an awesome place to enjoy a beverage in the sun, this is the place for you. This gorgeous golf course is one of the top-ranked in the area, celebrating 60 years of operation. The golf is outstanding, the surroundings are beautiful, and the food at the Fox Den restaurant is to die for. There's no better way to spend a day in the sun than at the golf course. Long Lake Provincial Park, just a 45-minute drive from town, you'll find this incredible park that offers the ideal setting for a beach day. You'll find a sandy waterfront, an on-site concession, tons of trails, and so much more. This park is ideal for those who want to really get out in nature and those who just want somewhere pretty to sit with a good book. You'll love it here. Athabasca Regional Multiplex. While it might seem a little bit weird that we're including a community recreation center on this list, trust us when we say it's worth checking out. You can do everything here. You can run, play hockey, figure skate, play soccer, swim, play basketball, play tennis, play lacrosse, dance, do gymnastics, and the list goes on. The Aquatic and Fitness Center is new and really outstanding, with a lap pool, lazy river, and water slide all in one place. So, if you happen to visit on a rainy day or you're looking for something to do with the whole family, this is the place for you. Athabasca Landing Trail. Okay, nature lovers, this one is for you. This historic route runs a full 250 km, all the way from Fort Saskatchewan to Athabasca. It was first mapped out as a Hudson's Bay Company trade corridor. The most popular part is between Athabasca and Perryvale, along the Tawatina River. It's a beautiful walk with tons of signage and maps so you won't get lost. It's a great way to enjoy nature and get to know more about the rich history of the area. Eat your heart out. While the town is small, it's definitely not lacking in the food and beverage area. There are tons of awesome restaurants and cafes to check out, but a couple that people really love are 49th Street Grill and Johnny's Eatery Athabasca. You can't plan a trip without a couple of must-eat places on your list. So, there you go. Water sports. Because Athabasca is located on the river and you've got a ton of lakes nearby, this place is really known for the many things you can do on and around the water. A huge hotspot for fishing, paddling, boating, and rafting. If you love water, you'll love it here. Campgrounds. A huge draw for road trippers is Athabasca's lovely campgrounds. There are a number of places to camp, including Athabasca Lions Campground, Blueberry Hill RV Park, and River Meadows RV Park. Many of the campgrounds you'll find are close to water and have lovely, lush nature to enjoy. Brittany Burr is a freelance writer and a contributor to Great West Media. This story was written for the 2023 Hot Summer Guide advertising feature. It is not written by and does not necessarily reflect the views of the editorial staff.